Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Tonight at 5 o'clock, ABC's Denver affiliate has a brief interview with me, and it's in response to the atheists in Colorado who are putting up 11 billboards, 10 around Denver, and they're atheist billboards that are supposed to be. Although, you know, one trick when you're trying to convince the public that your opposition is wrong, you could take their strength, take something they say that's undeniable, and reposition it, turn it. And so we tried to do that. Of course, we talked through. And it was really great that they called American Right to Life. They called American Right to Life because, unlike some other ministries, American Right to Life is upfront and direct that we have a God-given right to life, that our right comes from our Creator. So these atheist billboards, if they're true, there is no Creator, there is no God, and there is no right that comes from our Creator. So that what? We're like animals. And we might be quantitatively different from animals, but other than that, we're mostly animals, like these Swedish journalists, these editors said to us just a few days before the election, downtown Denver at the Brown Palace, 14 editors and 3 right-wing Christians, 14 from Europe, which means they were atheist, evolutionist, pro-abortion and all. And so we had a brief, just for minutes, talk through about these billboards, and these atheist billboards, they show a picture seen from the sky, and it's blue sky with clouds, really a beautiful background, and it says, "Don't believe in God? ? You are not alone." And we thought, hey, we can work with that. Just reposition what they're doing so that when people see those billboards, they have the proper take on it. And so we actually gave the Channel 7 TV news reporters a printout of the billboard, but it was modified. It says, "Don't believe in God? You are not alone," signed God. So, yeah, it's certainly true that even when mankind rejects God, still he is there. Still he is there, and we are not alone. So, Lord willing, the edits will not be too destructive, and 5 o'clock news in 2 hours from now, Channel 7, Denver's ABC affiliate, will have, hopefully, and quite often you only end up with a couple sound bites. But we did our best, we tried to do our best, to put together very brief sound bites that might make it on air. In fact, I'll share with you what was said to the reporters. The Bible says that faith is the evidence of things not seen, the evidence. It's dangerous to ignore the evidence for gravity and for the Creator. It's dangerous. Faith is the evidence. That, of course, comes from the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And we pointed out the reason our children are precious is because they are not animals, they are persons made in God's image. Last night on Channel 2, one of the atheist spokesmen brought up abortion. And he said, you know, these people believe in God, they try to outlaw abortion. Yeah, in Colorado, we got 585,000 people to vote yes on the most pure statement of the right to life of the unborn, that a person, the definition of a person, is any human from the moment of fertilization, and that included no exceptions, no regulation saying, well, if you wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby. 585,000. So he's right to recognize that it is Christians. It is people who humble themselves before God and tell others there is a God, he created us, who are trying to stop the injustice of killing children. Yes, it is Christians doing that. And the third point we made was the one I shared with you at the top here. In a way, they're right. Even when mankind rejects God, still we're not alone. He's there. Don't believe in God? You are not alone. Signed, God. And, of course, the income tax doesn't cease to exist just because you don't believe in it. Some people don't believe in the income tax. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Now, I don't mean to get into a question of, you know, taxation, tax policy, and whether some amendment was ratified. Not all that. But you might not believe in the income tax, but it doesn't mean you'll stay out of jail. That's like a crapshoot. And so that should be fun. 7 News, ABC's Denver affiliate, 7 News tonight at 5 o'clock. And then tomorrow morning on Fox, Denver's Fox affiliate, Fox 31, Good Day, Colorado, Shaul Turner has a segment somewhere around 9:45 in the morning, just before the 10 o'clock hour on Fridays, called the Fox Box, and I frequently have the opportunity to be a guest on there with some other, you know, usually one or two well-known people, and there will be a comedian actor, pretty well-known, Paulie Shore, somewhat well-known, and actually there's another guest, I'd rather not say his name, he could announce it if he wants, very well-known in Colorado, and he's going to be on also tomorrow morning on Fox Box Channel 31, and so we'll, that should be interesting, Lord willing. And we have links to these on our website at KGov, KGOV.com, and the Channel 7 video report should be online just an hour later. So if you're listening on the East Coast online, that should be available by 8 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. And you can get the link to their website at our site, kgov.kgov.com. All right, so now I'd like to talk a bit about all the financial crisis and the bailouts. Our number here, 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. The Republicans, especially in the House, and the House Republican leader, John Boehner, are up in arms that the Federal Reserve is giving out trillions of dollars in emergency loans, and they refuse to disclose what firms, corporations are getting the money. And that's interesting that the Republicans are asking that. We've pointed out on Bob and Yurt Live for 17 years when the topic comes up that the Federal Reserve has never been audited, not one time ever. And it operates in secret, basically. Whatever you think about the Federal Reserve, it's fascinating that they have never been audited. So here are the House Republicans freaking out that the Fed is not disclosing who they're giving money to. No kidding. That's a surprise. It's been that way for decades, since the Fed came into existence. Now, there's an ABC News report out today. Want some government money? Apply now. Apply now. The government is handing out billions of dollars. And they actually link to the application. There's a two-page application at the government's website, and I thought it'd be fun to fill it out. You know, two-page application, want some money, apply now. And this is from abcnews.com. And they have this Troubled Asset Recovery Program, TARP. And the Secretary of the Treasury, this is a Republican, appointed by George W. Bush, Henry Paulson, he's worried that the $700 billion that he was fighting for, and that George W. Bush was fighting for, and that John McCain was fighting for, that it might not be spent in the most efficient way. And that wouldn't be a surprise, right? I got a kick out of this link from ABC News to the Treasury's website. And here's what you got to fill out. If you want tens of billions of dollars from the federal government, here's what you do. Institution name, fill in Bob and Yurt Live. Institution address, P.O. Box 583, Arvada, Colorado, 80001. Primary contact, Bob Enyart. Phone number, 800-8-ENYART. Couldn't get any easier. Secondary contact, Will Duffy, general manager. Phone number, 303-463-7789. Amount of institution stock available for purchase. This is what the Republicans are doing. The Republicans have this. And by the way, we're now on the second page of the two-page application. The first page is just, what's the name of your company? And what's your address? What's your primary contact, secondary contact? Okay, now we're almost done. Page two, how much stock does your institution have available for purchase? You know, that's socialism, where the government owns private industry. That's socialism. So they're just up front saying, how much stock can we buy? So, Bob and Yurt Live, 49%. 49%. Amount of total risk-weighted assets. So you take your assets and you weight them based on risk. Like we have the plot, the overview of the Bible, my life's work. And Bob and Yurt Live, we're often struggling. And this is really perfect timing for a billion-dollar government bailout of Bob and Yurt Live. It couldn't be better timing. I mean, we could use help. And we have pointed out in the past that if a supporter of Bob and Yurt Live wanted to invest in this outreach, they could purchase 49% ownership in the plot, and they'd own it. But, you know, it's the flagship resource here at Bob and Yurt Live. And thousands of copies have been sold, and it's what's kept us on the air for, going on 10 years. That's what's kept us on the air, the plot manuscript. And, you know, we've told friends, have we widely publicized it, that we are willing to sell stock in the plot? Somebody could purchase 49% ownership of the plot. But of course, you know, like I said, that's been the financial backbone of Bob and Yurt Live. And that offer's still out there. And maybe it turns out, maybe the Fed will take us up on it. You think the Fed will give us $100,000 to own 49% of the plot? Why not? Just get in line. But of course, we're asking for too little if we ask that's not a market price. That's a outreach price to help us continue to reach more people over the next year. So anyway, amount of total risk-weighted assets. You have to weight the assets. So here at Bob and Yurt Live, we fight against child killing. And we oppose homosexuality, not homosexual marriage, not homosexual dental care. We oppose homosexuality, homosexual behavior. We don't care about homosexual dental care. We're trying to recriminalize homosexuality. And so you have to weight the risk. So that gets some people angry. Just witness the protest of the last week by homosexuals around the country. And so homosexuals could protest, try to throw you off the air. So you have to weigh the risk, risk-weighted assets. So if enough homosexuals get together, they could work to get Bob and Yurt Live thrown off the air. Now, they've tried to do that going back 17 years ago, and there have been FCC investigations, and U.S. Representative Pat Schroeder held a press conference and announced she was launching a federal investigation into Bob and Yurt Live, try to get us off the air. U.S. Senator Russ Feingold from Wisconsin, remember, he announced an investigation into Bob and Yurt Live. His sister's a lesbian in Kenosha, Wisconsin. and they had a gay bar there with hanging in effigy. They had Rush Limbaugh and Bob Enyart for a year or more hanging in effigy in a gay bar. Was it frequented by his sister, Russ Feingold's? I'm not sure. But anyway, so there's some risk, risk-weighted assets. There's some risk the homosexuals might succeed. I remember the U.S. Senator Russ Feingold announced an investigation, and we get a call from the FBI, and they ask for a video of the show. And we said, sure, they're $495 plus $395 shipping and handling. And it's, I mean, this FBI, you'd think it'd have a little bit of a sense of humor, no? Anyway, so we end up saying, look, that's the normal rate. That's the normal rate. We've been selling copies of the show at that rate for back then for 10 years. But since you're with the FBI, we'll sell it to you for $25. And he was sort of grouchy. Got out his credit card, gave his credit card, and we sent him a copy of the show. It's a good show, too. So, and by the way, people get those shows from us for about $24.95, right? $24.99 a month, the BEL Televised Classics. Just get them subscription. They come to you in the mail on DVD. It's a lot of fun. So we have some weighted amount of total risk weighted assets. So here at Bob and Yurt Live, we have those. And institution has reviewed agreements and documents on the U.S. Treasury's website. We're almost done with the application for $6.3 billion. It's funny, we're at the bottom of the second page of the application already. It's really hysterical. I'll put a link to it at KGOV.com. So they're asking us a yes or no question. Have you reviewed the agreements on the U.S. Treasury's website, if you're going to receive this money? Have you reviewed the agreements? Yes or no? And they tell you yes or no. This is a yes or no question. So that'd be a yes, sir. We have reviewed the agreement. And then describe any condition that the institution believes it cannot comply with by November 14th, 2008. Huh? That'd be tomorrow. I wonder if we could comply. We could comply with those conditions by tomorrow, right? Got it. No problem. And they want to know type of company. Type of company. Desperate? No. Bankrupt? No. Optimistic? Yes. Cautiously optimistic. I'm going to put that in that. I'm filling this out as we go here. And then they want the signature of the chief executive officer or authorized designee. See, when you apply to the federal government for $12.8 billion, you don't have to sign it yourself. That might imply some kind of responsibility. You could have an authorized designee to sign your two-page application for $12.8 billion. So let's see, who could we? Hey, Joe. No, Joe the janitor. Hey, Joe the janitor. Could you come here, Joe? Could you sign this, please? Yeah, could you sign this? You're authorized, right? Yeah. Yeah, come here. You got to sign this if you want to get paid. Yeah, just sign it. And date it today. Today's date. All right. Thank you, Joe. All right, yeah. You can, yeah. Bye, Joe. Okay. All right, so that's it. That's it. The form is complete. Expect an electronic deposit in 48 to 72 hours after submission. And fear not, we're from the federal government. We're here to help. Your Republican administration at the ready. So now GE, General Electric, they just won from the Republican administration a guarantee to their debt of $140 billion. So General Electric, you know, they have their GE Capital, right? GE Capital Corp. They make loans. And so the Republican administration of George W. Bush, the Republican Department of the Treasury, has just insured GE Capital Corp of $140 billion in debt. That's cool. That's good, right? That's conservative, free market principles. No. Then we have the city of Detroit, the city council of Detroit. This is just, I mean, how does it get more weird? They've just voted, they passed a resolution calling for a $10 billion bailout, the city of Detroit. The Detroit City Council has just passed a resolution yesterday calling for a $10 billion bailout for their city. And they want to use the money for good things, really, public service employment. And get ready, this is the pièce de résistance. This is the city of Detroit's soaring madness, taken right out of the John McCain campaign handbook, Socialism 101. The city of Detroit is asking President Bush and his Republican administration for billions of dollars to, now, get ready, to place a moratorium on home foreclosures for 2 years. This is unbelievable. This is absolutely, absolutely unbelievable. Sounds like John McCain saying he wants to use billions of tax dollars for homeowners who have not yet lost their homes to help them keep their homes, to renegotiate their mortgages. You know, Cheryl and I, my wife Cheryl, we played with this idea of switching our vote. Hey, that sounds good. We get to renegotiate our mortgages to terms more favorable to us. So we played with the idea of switching our vote to an unrepentant child killer like McCain. Hey, paying for our own little piece of the entitlement pie with some innocent blood. Hey, we could stop paying our mortgage per John McCain for a few months, wait till he's in office, till he has time to implement his program, and then we renegotiate with more equitable terms. And we could use the money we save for not paying our mortgage for a few months. We could take the kids on a family holiday. No? Sounds awfully tempting. It's just the most Republican thing I could think of doing in the fall. But alas, we backslid from the enticement of the moment and returned to the comparatively boring goal of being responsible for our own debt and exposing Republican child killers instead of trying to cash in economically from helping them get in office. Alas, a day in the life of a near accomplice. We almost slipped, you know. But now back to Detroit. So that hole in the ground, Detroit, the feds have been bailing out Detroit for decades now, and it's become exactly what you would expect from a corrupt money enterprise. But why should only Detroit get billions of dollars from the federal government? How about all the other cities? And so the Detroit City Council President, Joanne Watson, by the way, our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. She said this. She said, hey, mayors across Michigan should be asking for a federal bailout. She said, but the city of Detroit has got to be leading the way on this. Of course, welfare money to those who cannot manage their own lives, of course. Detroit is leading the way, of course. Let's go to Denver. Vic, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. Hello, Vic.
How are you doing? I just heard you filling out that application. And given the current state of our government, I'm feeling fairly confident that you're going to be approved for that request.
I'm encouraged.
So I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Rather than wait for the government to take the money out of my pocket to give it to you,
right.
I was wondering if I could send you $30 today for okay. this month, yeah. and then when you get your money...
I'll reimburse you.
Yeah, you can send me $60, and then I could pay you $30 next month.
That is such a good idea, Vic.
Yeah.
In fact, for everyone listening right now, whatever you send, if George W. Bush comes through and gives us our $1 billion grant, you'll get double your money back.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're funny, Vic. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, buddy.
God bless you. Yeah, and so Obama has said, hey, I think we need an auto czar. And the U.S. car makers want $50 billion in taxpayer loans. And Obama's saying, I think we should give it to them. And what is George W. Bush going to say? He's going to stand on principle? He's on MSNBC today saying, hey, I'm defending the free market. What a buffoon. I mean, he's just a buffoon. I'm glad he fought terrorism, but that's it. He couldn't care less about the unborn being killed. And he's a buffoon. So he's brought our country further down the road of socialism than any president to this date. Now we have private ownership of banks. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in new socialist entitlement programs. And so what is Bush going to tell Obama? No, it's wrong. That's socialist. It's wrong. You can't do it. I mean, it'd be a laughing stock. And Sean Hannity's going to say this with a straight face on his program on Fox News? How could it be? It is a crack up with Obama wants to save the cars, Detroit, the big three automakers. Al Gore says the automobile is going to destroy the earth, and Obama wants to appoint Al Gore as the environment czar, and he wants to save Detroit. So save the cars, destroy the earth. I mean, it's insanity. And you know why socialism is bad? Not because it's less efficient than freedom, capitalism, at producing wealth. That's not why it's wrong. Some things are less efficient than other things. It doesn't mean they're wrong. Socialism is wrong because God said, thou shalt not steal. And the government has no right, no authority, to take money by force from struggling families and give it to billion-dollar corporations. The government doesn't have that right. That's called socialism. And just as when the government thought they had the right to take your money and give it to poor families, never imagining the devastation they would bring to millions of families, trapping them in a lack of self-respect, and the utter devastation of the inner city family to where, what, 85% of kids in inner cities are born without a dad at home? You see, when you violate the principles of right and wrong, you can't predict how devastating the consequences may be. In Arvada, Colorado, Maranatha Christian Center, and our website is KGOV, KGOV.com. May God bless you and do right and risk the consequences.